everybody, and welcome back. Right off the top, let's start with some housekeeping news. Some of you may have noticed the podcast has a new name. Here internally, did a little research, talked to some more experienced podcasters, and decided that we need to go with a name that's a little bit more search friendly, to pull back the curtain a little bit here and let you know what's going on. So On the Bridge podcast is no more, and this is now the Fighting Alone podcast, rants, stories, and more. I think it kind of sums up what this podcast is about a little bit more than On a Bridge. That's kind of one of the benefits we get by having a few more people involved here, and using Shaky Time Media as our co-producers there. So that's one big thing you'll see here right off the bat is we changed that. Nothing really changed. Still going to be me. It's still going to be the same format, topics I like. Just a name change. No big deal. You'll be seeing some new artwork come in. Right now we have a placeholder icon, but I'm working on something, trying to get something a little cooler made. I did like the On a Bridge logo, but I think I can still even do a little cooler than that. So we'll see what's coming down the road. For the next week or so, I'm going to leave the On a Bridge merch up if anybody wants to get that. But this time next week, it will be taken down. I know I had teased it last week, but like I said, after talking with some more experienced podcasters and some other people here with Shaky Time Media, we decided changing from On a Bridge to Fighting Alone would be a better better move for the podcast going forward. We're doing everything we can just to make this, you know, a better experience for everybody who listens, and we felt like a name change this early on would be good. And as most people are subscribed at this point who are listening, we figured it wouldn't hurt to change the name, and we see in the long run it helping us out. So I do appreciate you guys being with us here and your understanding. Yeah, so let's take a quick little break and dive into today's topic. All right, guys, so today's topic is going to be a little bit more heavy than normal, you could say. I'm not going to try to make it too serious or anything, but I wanted to kind of keep with the mandatory quarantine theme from last week and kind of some issues people run into with being in quarantine or in isolation during this corona times. And this is one I know I've heard friends dealing with. This one I know I've personally dealt with. And that's going to be mental health and, more importantly, anxiety. I've actually gone to the doctor for my anxiety issues and actually had a doctor try to prescribe me some medication to deal with my anxiety. I found other ways to manage without having to go on medication after talking to my doctor. I do want to say before I dive into what I'm going to talk about and how to deal with mental health during this quarantine, that obviously if you think it's really bad, talk to a doctor. If you're already talking to a doctor, do what they say. And don't take what I'm saying as 100%. Like I said, I talked to my doctor about all this, because he did want to give me medication. I wasn't, a huge fan of that idea, and talked to him about other things I could do to try to manage it before going on medication, and it seemed to work for me thus far. It's been a few years since that doctor visit, and I'm still not on medication, so I think it worked for me. You know, this is more for people maybe in that situation or who haven't gone to a doctor. Again, if you really feel like you need to go to a doctor, and then if you have,
depression issues and other things like that, I can put, obviously seek help for all that. Don't, take what I'm saying as science. Just that disclaimer. Like I said, these are just things I found that worked for me. So let's go ahead and get into it here. So like I said, in college was when I first really started noticing, I had a lot of anxiety issues. Went to the doctor, brought it up to him, and like I said, recommended a beta blocker for me. In my opinion, the reason I said no to that was I felt like for where my anxiety level was, the side effects to the drugs that they were recommending were greater than what anxiety was causing me. So I talked to my doctor about that and found a few other things that he would recommend. And especially with in college, my habits at the time, drinking a lot of alcohol. I drank and got drunk from pretty much Thursday to Saturday every week. So that's not good for anxiety. So that'll be my first tip. If you do have anxiety issues, especially during quarantine and you've never had them before, I know a lot of people with being locked down in quarantine, I know at least in Texas, liquor stores were considered essential. So a lot of people who were locked down loaded up on the booze and, potentially drink a little bit more. So that would be my first advice for anybody. If you drink and you've always had anxiety issues, or if you're in quarantine, or since the coronavirus lockdown, you've started having anxiety issues and your alcohol content's gone up, or consumption rather, has gone up, try cutting back. I'm not saying don't drink altogether. I personally have cut back from, like I said, drinking and getting drunk 4, 5 times a week to once or twice a month. I get drunk, if that. That's me personally. There's a lot of reasons I did that. As I mentioned last podcast, I got up to 220 pounds. I'm only about 5'9", 5'10". So that's significantly overweight. So between anxiety and being overweight, cutting out alcohol to a large extent for me was a overall health benefit, both mentally and physically. I'm not saying don't drink. I love having a glass of wine with dinner every now and then. I love having a good beer. Where I live in Austin, there's a lot of cool breweries around me. So definitely, don't stop drinking altogether. When I say cut back on drinking, I mean cut back on getting drunk, like noticeably drunk. I think we all know our levels. Especially, a big thing for me where I noticed my anxiety getting better was cutting back to the point where I blacked out a lot. I think we all do in our early 20s. And once I stopped doing that as much, or, that's where I noticed a big drop down. So keep that in mind. That kind of leads to my next thing. They all kind of tie together. Eating healthy has helped me a lot as well. I don't know what it is about eating sweets, eating junk food, but for me anyway, and I've read some things about it. My doctor told me about this as well. When you eat that stuff, I don't know what it is, but it just seems to have a negative effect on your mentality. Maybe it's the high processed, foods or whatever, but I mentioned it in the last podcast. Add some balance to it. Like, don't cut it out all out completely, but be balanced with it. It's not the most fun thing in the world, but at least for me, over the last 3 years, when I've really gotten serious about eating healthy, like I said, for multiple reasons, it's helped a lot and has been a big benefit to me, both mentally and physically. On that one, I'll dive into I make sure you drink a lot of water. That's another one that I found that's helped me. A lot of water, that's different to everybody. I think a lot of anxiety issues on the minor to moderate level, which is where I'm at, or the moderate level. Obviously, they did want to prescribe me medication, but I was able to turn it down because I was at a moderate level. A lot of it has to do with keeping your body in a good state of homeostasis, not being too extreme at any level. And water's a big factor in that, and just overall health. So obviously do that as well. This last one I'll add that is both physical and mental health, is cut back on caffeine. This one's a really hard one for me. I notably, and I brag about this, at times will drink a whole pot of coffee by myself a day. I like an occasional Red Bull. I like an occasional energy drink. I like pre-workouts before I work out. But, I know it doesn't as much for me affect me to the point where it causes anxiety for me, but it does. It has at times. For the most part, it doesn't, but can increase that. And like I said, it's one I still need to work on, but I've found making some other changes allows me to still have this vice. As much as people don't like to admit it, caffeine is addictive. Coffee, is addictive. That's why Starbucks is a multi-million dollar corporation. That's, so. Keep all that in mind. It's just another tip. So let's dive into some more like daily practices that I do, that aren't, just overall health things. One thing that I started doing, was meditating to help with anxiety. I don't do it every day. I'm not one of those people. I probably should. It would help. I typically do it in times of high stress, when I know I'm more prone to an anxiety attack, or if I've had an anxiety attack and know I just had one. Normally, for me, when I have anxiety attacks, it'll be one anxiety attack, I'll come down from it, and then I'll probably have another one that week, or at least that's how it was. Then I added meditation. I personally use the Headspace app. This isn't a sponsor or anything, but it's what I use. I know it has a monthly fee and all that, but it's guided. And if you're someone like me who didn't really know where to start and watching YouTube videos about how to meditate wasn't really getting you anywhere, this one helps a lot. The voices are really soothing, and you can do anywhere from like 2 minutes to 20 to 30 minutes. I personally like to do about 5 minutes when I do it. It's just enough to feel something, but it's also not going to take forever to. You don't feel like you're taking forever out of your day. Again, you can do that as much or as little as you want. Like I said, I typically do it systematically and try to at least do it once or twice a week, just to kind of get that center and know I'm good to go. The other thing I would recommend that actually was recommended to me by my girlfriend was journaling. I don't use any particular method really at the moment. I know there's a lot of things out there. There's like a lot of, you can get journals that are specifically for anxiety. You can get coloring books that are specifically for anxiety, stuff like that. I don't really use that. I got a blank journal with lines. I'll actually throw that link in the podcast description and in this episode description, so you guys can get the one I have if you want. I like it. It's fake leather, nice thick, has a little tassel so you can mark the pages you're on, and has a little piece of elastic to keep it closed. I've had it for a little over a year now, and I'm still have about halfway to go. Again, this is another one I don't use every day. Like I said, I've used different methods where they recommend doing every day, and I did it then, but kind of where I've gotten to now, and I'll give you a little breakdown of how I currently journal, is I will start, I'll throw my date at the top. I use 2 pages when I journal. And on the first page, I'll throw the date, and then I call it a brain dump. Anything that's on my mind at the moment, I just go until I'm out of room on that page. Or, you know, if I only have 3 things, I write the 3 things that are on my mind and I move on. And I use little bullet points to write it. Doesn't have to be complete sentences, doesn't have to be anything weird. But if you want to write in complete sentences, totally go for it. The next thing I'll do, and I don't really know where I picked this up. I don't know if it was something that I read somewhere or what, but I then go through and I'll write anywhere from 6 to 9 goals I have. They can be weekly goals, life goals, monthly, quarterly, career, personal, relationship goals. They can be whatever. Right now, I'm currently going for just better life goals. I recently read Grant Cardone's 10X rule, and I kind of incorporate how he does that by setting some fairly lofty goals. But the one thing I will say, when you write these goals, don't write them as goals. Write them as I am currently doing those. So, like, for instance, one I like to put, since I am currently unemployed, is I put, I have a job that I love to go to every day and makes me excited. Things like that. Write it as to where you have already done it or you currently have the goal you're going to. I think that does a lot for your mentality in the long run by saying, hey, I have this. Hey, I'm doing this. Yes, you know deep down it's a goal, but by phrasing it as something you've already done or already do, it helps a little. And then the last thing I would recommend doing, or the last thing I do when I journal, is I will write down 3 to 6 things that, 3 to 6 things that I want to remind myself, or just kind of affirmations, just, you know, little mantras to write, just to kind of remind myself throughout the day. And the reason I like to write these down is because when I write them down, to me, writing them down will help them stick in my brain, whether I actively remember them throughout the day or not. So I recommend doing things like those. Those ones, they can be whatever you want, you know. I personally don't write those in any specific way to where, you know, like, I'm very specific about the goals. Not so specific about these, and they change from day to day. Right now, my goals are pretty much the same every day I use it. And then the last thing I would recommend to help with anxiety that's really helped me is working out. And working out can be something as simple as walking. Like I said, I'm currently on lockdown, or quarantine rather. I'm out of it tomorrow, thankfully. But one thing that I like to do, and I can do during quarantine, and anybody can do, costs zero money. All you have to have is shoes and legs. Just get out and walk. I've been walking 4 miles a day, and just, even though it's low impact exercise, it's still really good. Helps clear your mind. Humans weren't really made to sit around all day, and I think a lot of our anxiety issues come from just sitting around all day, eating crappy food, and not living how we were designed to live. So, you know, if you're not a big gym rat, you know, just go for a walk. You know, it's healthy for you, and it really clears your mind. This is one that all doctors really can kind of get behind on this. So I will recommend doing this, you know, and I'll put my seal of approval on this one for sure. Exercise. Do push-ups. Do lunges. Do squats. You know, everybody always hears the, if you don't feel like you have time while you're watching TV on the commercials, 10 push-ups, 10 squats. You know, whatever it is, something simple. Get you a few bits of workout equipment. Find a dance class or something in your area. I know right now during quarantines and the corona pandemic, finding gyms and classes are hard. find some videos, see if there's any gyms in the area that you can join that are doing, Zoom classes or whatever. Try to find the gyms that are open by you and see if they're doing classes, and find the things that will help you get it done. And I know personally I don't love hitting the gym. I like looking good, so I know it's a little vain. I will do like weights and all that, but I know before quarantine one of my favorite workouts, and I liked it because it really didn't feel like a workout, was going to there's a bouldering gym here in Austin that I love to go to, when it's obviously open. I love to go there, do that, and I don't really feel like I'm working out, but the next day I do. So do something like that. Those are my recommendations. Again, don't take any of this worth, as fact 100%, but do understand, these have helped me along the way, and because I've been locked up and unemployed, I've been dealing with my anxiety a lot more than normal. So I just thought I'd give some of my tips and to people that I use. If you, again, if you feel like you need help, go see a doctor, call a friend, there's people here for you. Obviously, don't, the worst thing you can do is not do anything. The best thing you can do is something. Anyway, that's it for today. I will be starting next week or later this week. Facebook reminded me today, it's been 8 years since I went to Europe. So I decided, going forward, I'm going to do like a kind of string of episodes on all the places I've traveled. I've traveled to a handful of different countries. I've been lucky and fortunate enough to do that for different reasons. And I don't want to go into any of them too much here, but in these coming weeks, I will be talking about those. Next week will be me talking about going to Germany and why I did that, what I saw, all that. So if you're interested in that stuff, you have friends that are interested in that stuff, let them know. Tune in next week. Also, new name. And I'm really looking forward to some of these possibilities due to this new name we have coming up. Again, check the link in the description of both the podcast and this episode for the link to the journal I personally use. Hope you all have a great day. Bye.